Hello. How are you doing? I'm Elle Hay. I live somewhere north of Fairbanks, Alaska, and I'm a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. And it is July, which is high season for us. It's the only high season that we get all year. This is when the honey's being made. Our season will end in about anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. And so what we do now with our colonies is pretty crucial to what we have prepared for ourselves in our winter setups. I am doing some hive inspections. It's very hot today. I think it's 80. For you people in southern climates, I know that's not a big deal. For us, it's a big deal, especially with a bee jacket on. I wonder how you guys in hotter places do it. I'm starting out with two hives that are split from larger hives that looked like they were going to swarm, that had made preparations to swarm. I noticed that because I identified emergency cells and queen cells. Emergency cells are made when the queen's not doing her job or her pheromones are failing her. And the queen cells are made when the colony wants to swarm. So for me, personally, when I see that, my next move is to split the hive. I have not ever had a swarm, and I'd like to keep avoiding them. We have such a short season that it would not make sense to not do what we can to manage our colonies. Because if we don't, we have no recuperation time. These two colonies are in a different place than my apiary. It's next to the garden. If you need apiary, I've set up. I had too many hives in my apiary, so I had to move some. As you can hear the liquid pouring, I do have some syrup on one of these splits that was making its own queen. I expect her to be hatching soon, and there's a lot of drones around. So she's got plenty of suitors available to her. That's what I'm hoping for. I've got two hives in this area, and one is much more populated than the other. That's the one who had already made another queen. I was anticipating that happening, and I had ordered some new queens. They came in, and I got them and went into the hives and found that a couple colonies already made new queens. So they are already happening. And she'd already made it and was laying. It was great to see. I am navigating, I hate that word sometimes, this traumatic brain injury I have right now from this car accident. And it's left me zapped for energy. And also my normal brain library of information. So I'm having a more difficult time with my executive functioning skills, which are like critical thinking, problem solving, all that good stuff that beekeepers rely on, judgment, maybe impulse control. Anyways, I was thinking about the term beekeeping today, that beekeepers need their executive functioning skills. You got to be someone who likes to solve problems and work on puzzles, I think. This is certainly one of them. Each single frame is a puzzle. We have to look at it, figure out what's going on, what's not going on, etc. What do they need? We aren't beekeepers. We are more bee mistresses. We don't keep the bees. The bees keep themselves. We don't own the bees. The bees own themselves. Or they belong to the queen, maybe. When they want to leave, they leave. They want to stay, they stay. All I can do is provide them with conditions that encourages them to hang out here, stay in my apiary, encourages their growth and development, and hope they do stick around. So I'm a bee mistress. I'm a bee mistress. I'm a bee mistress. I wonder where the term beekeeper came from. Because even as far back as whenever, whoever kept bees back in the day would have known that they were not keeping the bees, that the bees were keeping them. Each frame is a puzzle, and then 10 frames in a box, if you're running 10 frames, which I do, and then each box is its own puzzle. And then there's the colony inside, and they are another puzzle. And then when you've got multiple boxes on a hive, the puzzle expands. My puzzle skills right now are seriously lacking. I actually, it's almost shameful to admit, avoided my bees for 2 weeks because of the amount of energy, cognitive energy, it takes me when I'm inspecting my hives and tending to my colonies. It just came natural before, and now it takes a lot of effort. And I am wiped out afterwards. It hasn't been long since this TBI, and I hope it's healing. The colony I'm looking at is very populated. They made their own queen, and she bred, and she's been laying. And this colony is looking great. So I'm not going to look at every frame. I'd like to find her if I knew I could find her quickly and mark her. But I'm not the gal that finds queens quickly. I noticed that some of my queens are small, and those pretty pictures of queens, those fat bottom girls, I rarely see queens that big. That, and I get too distracted by everything else going on in the colony. So I would like to mark her, but I'm gonna have to look through about 15 hives today. So I'm not doing it today. Being July, I have to be very mindful that what's going on in the colonies now is going to impact winter preparation, winter survival of the colony. I put another flower bed up in this area and planted sunflowers and borage and catnip, which are all bee favorites and also very nutritious. We don't have long. We have about honey coming in the next probably 3 weeks, beginning of August. If we get really lucky, a little longer. I also planted clover and have been for the last couple of years. Typically our last wildflower is fireweed and it dies in August. The growth of that fireweed tells us actually when our temperatures are gonna start changing and fall's gonna start setting in. And the clover lasts longer than the fireweed. My pollinating season will last longer than the people who haven't planted for their bees, which is great. Last year and the year before, I was tracking and it was extended about a month past when everyone else had to start feeding their bees. I'd rather them get their food from the plants because they're getting all the nutrients and fats and carbohydrates and etc. that they need, minerals. Well, that's it for now. I'm going to go to the big apiary and see what's going on there. I hope you're having a good summer and not getting too hot. Whew. Take care of yourself and take care of the bees. See you again some other time. All materials copyrighted and all rights reserved. Take care.